The Fox and the Stork. This is the story of the fox and the stork. They live in the forest and they are friends. On a hot summer day, the fox sees the stork by the lake. He is very clever and he wants to play a trick on her.
"Hello, stork," says the fox. "I like cooking for my friends, and I want to invite you for a meal at my home. Would you like to come to my house for dinner?"
"I'd love to come," says the stork, and accepts the fox's invitation.
"What is for dinner?" she asks.
"I can't tell that. It's a surprise," answers the fox.
In the evening, the stork comes to the fox's house. There is a nice smell in the house. The stork looks around and says,
"What is this smell? I really like it."
"It's the smell of my tasty soup," says the fox.
"Yummy. I can't wait to eat it. I'm very hungry," says the stork.
She gets into the kitchen. The fox shows the table and says,
"Come and sit down. The dinner is ready."
The stork sits down and looks at the table. There is a pot of hot soup on it. The fox puts two plates on the table. Then he serves the soup on those plates. The fox starts to eat his soup, but the stork can't eat it. She has got a long beak, and the plate is flat and shallow. The stork is angry now, but she doesn't say anything. She understands the fox's trick. The fox finishes his soup. Then he asks,
"What is the problem, stork? Why aren't you eating? Don't you like my soup?"
The stork says, "It's good, and I'm enjoying it. Thank you for the meal." The stork stands up and leaves the fox's house. She returns home hungry. The fox laughs and laughs.
"Ha ha, silly stork. She can't eat the soup," he says.
He washes the dishes and goes to bed. The next day, the stork sees the fox lying under a tree. She has got an idea.
"Hi, fox," she says.
"Do you have a plan for this evening?"
"No, I don't," says the fox.
"Why?"
"Why don't you come to my house this evening?" asks the stork. "This time, I'd like to invite you for dinner." The fox is happy.
"Great! I'd be happy to come. See you at 7 o'clock then,"
he says. In the evening, the hungry fox comes to the stork's house. He knocks on the door. The stork opens the door and says,
"Welcome, fox. Come in, please. I have got some delicious fish for you."
The fox is excited. He goes into the kitchen quickly.
"What a nice smell,"
he says.
"I love fish. I can't wait to eat it."
The fox sees two tall jars on the table. The jars have got narrow necks. The fox is surprised. The stork gets the fish in her jar easily with her long beak. The fox looks hungrily at the food, but he can't reach it. He can only lick the outside of the jar.
"What is the problem, fox? Why aren't you eating?" she asks.
"I'm not hungry,"
answers the fox in an angry voice. Then he leaves the stork's house. The next morning, the fox and the stork meet in the forest. It's a beautiful summer day.
"I'm sorry," says the fox. "I'm very rude."
"I'm sorry too," says the stork. "Let's be friends again."
From then on, the fox becomes the stork's best friend. They have dinner together every week. The fox eats his food on a plate, and the stork eats her food in a jar.